I think they just gave you a doctor's degree. He said your assessment's right on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Man. Yeah, he says he's running as fast as ever.
Yeah, I trust my eye. Yeah, we were just out there for in Arizona at a performance spot, and he came out for a day and ran a couple of routes with, who's out there? I think it was just Cap and Tyrod Taylor, and I told him, I said he looked faster than before. It could be because I haven't seen him on the field in a while, mm-hmm. but he looked great.
Not to be funny, but, I mean, when you guys work in practice, you're going to be up against them sometimes, I would think. Are there special instructions that you have, or you could purposely try to give him a hard time on certain routes to see, to push him, to get him back to where he needs to be?
Anytime someone's on the field, I definitely have to treat them as if they're 100%, unless they have the same colored jersey as Eli, which means you can't really touch them. But or if Victor says, "Hey, Prince, like chill out and stuff like that," then yeah. But as long as the tempo is 100%, I'm gonna give 100%.
Prince, I think a lot of people look at this team and look at the offense and the wide receivers and say they're gonna put up points. Do you feel like the defense can hold up its end here in the season and get the team where it wants to be?
That's definitely our goal. I can't give a great assessment right now because we haven't played anybody and we haven't played a preseason game yet. But I would say in OTAs and in that mini camp, I felt like we were headed that way.
Prince, last year the big play was kind of a problem for you guys. I mean, did you go back and look at that and just say to yourself, okay, was it a communication issue? Was it the fact that you had too many people rotating in and out due to injuries? I mean, what was, do you think, the problem, and have you guys addressed it?
I would say that there can be many reasons for why the big play happened. A couple of times, I think it was a communication. There was a couple of times where that guy gets paid too, and that guy just made a play on someone on our defense. And so the only thing that we can control is just our effort and getting on the right page. And every year it seems like we've had a communication problem. So our goal is to try to limit that this season.
Speaking of getting on the same page, you know, there's a possibility you might have two rookie safeties in between you and DRC. I mean, does that change the level of responsibility you have? Do you have to communicate more? What if anything changes?
I would say, it just all depends on what those two guys. If it is two rookies, I think it just depends on what they show us. If they show us that they can handle it and they don't need us to talk to them a lot, then we'll adjust. But I would say Coach Bags knows the type of personnel he has to work with. And, you do have two veteran cornerbacks who are pretty good. So he might try to lock me and DRC up so there's not a lot of pressure on those two guys, but we don't really know yet.
How do you overcome the injury to JVP?
How do I overcome it?
How's the team, the defense, overcome
it? It's tough. Like, it just hit me. We're going into camp without like our cornerstone guy, and I try to think it's almost a similar, like, if we're going into camp without like Eli and stuff like that. So it's definitely tough, and especially when you look at it like that. But not much you can do besides just support him and just wait for his homecoming.
Is it hard? There's so many questions. I'm sure nobody really knows what's going on with him. This isn't just a contractual holdout. It's, you don't know what's going on. Does that make it more difficult?
Not really, because I mean, as long as I know that he's healthy, which I do know. I mean, just like healthy, like he's good, like he's discharged from the hospital, and that his health is not an issue. I can't be too worried, but him coming back or anything like that, I can't really worry about that because can't really control that, and that's the GM's and owner's job to worry about, not mine.
Do you know of any players that have talked to him? I mean, I know a lot of guys have reached out to him. Do you know anyone that has actually reached him or talked to him? Have you?
Definitely text him, definitely reached out to him, and I don't know anybody else who has. And if I did, I don't think I would tell you.
Your owner said that he still thinks that whether, the JPP thing works out or not, that there is enough talent on this team to compete for a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. Do you share that?
For sure. I think there's been many cases in the past, especially here, where the next guy has to step up. And we have DeMontre, we have Selvey, we have Robert Ayers, and I think all three of those guys are capable of getting the job done. To the level of how JPP can do it, I'm sure we're going to find out if that's the case. But I would agree with Arnold that we definitely do have the talent.